This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi today the revival package was cleared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said, with the help of this package, all employees of RINL as well as the people connected with economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL will be immensely benefited, and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
The budget session of Parliament will commence from 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on 31st January, and Union Budget will be presented on 1st of February. The first part of budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th February 2025, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April 2025. Nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly has ended today, with over 1,000 candidates filing their nominations. On the last day of the nomination today, Shikha Rai and Neeraj Basoya of BJP have filed their nominations. Avadh Ojha, Rakhi Bidlan and Bandana Kumari of Aam Aadmi Party, among others, also filed their nominations. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for Delhi Assembly elections will be held on 5th next month and counting on 8th of February. The BJP has promised monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees for every poor woman and LPG cylinders at 500 rupees for them in the national capital if voted to power. Party President J.P. Nadda today released BJP's Sankalp Patra Part 1. The party also promised implementation of central government's Ayushman Bharat scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said that if BJP forms the government, it will provide nutritious food at 5 rupees in all JJ cluster areas under Atal Canteen scheme. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict and 16 are still missing. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family. Mr. Jaiswal said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. The Reserve Bank's monthly bulletin for January 2025 has informed that India's economic growth is poised to rebound as domestic demand has started to regain strength. As per State of the Economy article, authored by a team led by RBI Deputy Governor Michael Debabrata Patra, rural demand continues to gain momentum, reflecting a resilience in consumption supported by brighter agricultural prospects. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, the Indian women's team stormed into semi-finals after defeating Bangladesh 109-16 at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium today. The team led by Captain Priyanka Ingle delivered an outstanding performance and dominated all four turns of the match. Their second turn featured an incredible dream run that lasted over 5 minutes. In India Open Badminton, Indian duo of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have reached men's double semi-final. They defeated South Korean duo of Jin Yong and Kang Min Hyuk 21-10-21-17 in men's doubles quarterfinal at KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.